Well, here we are on day 19 of the fast. Great to be with you again today as we dig into Psalm 119. And we've been saying through this whole time, this 21-day journey, that fasting is for feasting. And so every day we've been feasting on Psalm 119. Now today we're going to be in verses 153 through 160. And I'm going to read it, but I'm going to read it from a different Bible translation this morning because I love the way it translates a couple of words. So let's read. Look at my affliction and rescue me, for I have not forgotten your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your mercies, Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn aside from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and loathe them because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, Lord, according to your faithfulness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments is everlasting. Now, I chose the New American Standard Translation because I love how it used the word revive over and over again. Did you catch it? The psalmist used the word revive three different times. He said, revive me according to your word. Revive me according to your judgments. Revive me according to your faithfulness. Considering this, I think we can say that this prayer of the psalmist carries the theme of wanting to be revived. Now, often when we use the word revival, we can think of, you know, kind of like a spiritual high, you know, like the one you get when you come back from a missions trip or maybe a church camp when you were younger. But that's not necessarily what the psalmist is getting at here. The way in which the psalmist uses it means basically to live as God intended. He says, revive me according to your word, which means empower me to live like your word says I should. Now, I don't know about you, but so many times I've found myself saying, I'm going to work harder at being more like Jesus. I'm going to work harder at living how God's word says I should. And then the next day comes, the same thing happens, nothing changes, and I end up saying, well, next time I'll try harder. And see, my language would lead you to believe that living in line with God's word is all about effort and trying harder. But the Bible teaches that if we want to live how God calls us to live, the secret is not to try harder. The secret is moment by moment learning to yield to the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to empower you. How do we do that? Well, I believe it starts with every morning coming before the Lord, surrendering again and inviting the Holy Spirit to not only fill us afresh, but to help us stay tuned in to Him throughout the day so that in every moment we're yielding to Him. A way of doing that is patterning a prayer right after this portion of Scripture. It might sound like this, Lord, it's my desire to let your every word guide my life. And so today, Holy Spirit, I yield to you and I ask that you would empower me afresh to live as you intended for me to live. You begin praying that prayer. I believe you'll find that later in the day when you're in traffic, someone cuts you off, instead of cussing them out, you're attuned to the Spirit and you're yielded. And in those moments, the Spirit of God will manufacture His patience, His kindness, His gentleness, His self-control. When we yield, He will empower us. Let's be those who yield to the Holy Spirit today and ask for His fresh empowerment. Let me pray for you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that when we yield to you, you bring about what you've intended for our life. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help all of us to stay in that posture of being yielded to you. And as we do, I pray that you would bring about the DNA of Jesus through our life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And you would empower us to live as your word intends us to live. We thank you for that today, Holy Spirit. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you back tomorrow.